الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that to which types of women you could not marry, and there were those women, like for example, your stepmother that you are not allowed to marry her, your daughters-in-law, and also your sisters, etc. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains now those women are haram for a man from the biological, that is from blood relations. All those women that are haram for a man, he cannot marry them. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ حَرَامْ هُوِي هَي تُمْ پَرْ تُمْهَارِ مَعَائِ. Your mothers are haram, you cannot marry your mothers. وَبَنَاتُكُمْ or بَيْتِيَا. Neither is it permissible to marry your daughters. Even if it is your stepdaughter, you cannot marry her. وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ or بَهْنَي. And you cannot marry your sisters, whether it is your, whichever from the mother's side or the father's side, your sisters which you have, you cannot marry them, or your real sisters, that is, mother and father are the same, or the mother and is one is the same, or the father is same. Wa ammatukum or phupiya, and your aunties from your father's side, that is, your father's sisters, you cannot marry them also. وَخَالَاتُكُمْ or خَالَائِنْ and your aunties from your mother's side, that is your mother's sisters. These are those categories which biologically are related to a person, and they are all haram. And it is that when a person marries with this very close family, then there are defects in the body. In the formation of the child that will be born, there will be great defects in there. So Allah Ta'ala has made all this haram, and Allah Ta'ala has kept a pure system. And to maintain this like this, it seems natural. We today, alhamdulillah, we don't have to think of it. It is there and we take it for granted. But these evil practices were prevalent before Islam. We don't appreciate and we don't make shukr for the great ni'mat of Islam that it has saved us from all these things. Today nobody will even ever think of marrying his mother or his sisters or his daughters or anyone, and we just take it for granted. Just like some people feel and they say also that about other people who have parda in their families, that for you people it is easy to maintain parda. Everyone maintains it, the woman, the man. But it didn't just happen like that. The bigger people at the beginning had to also make sacrifices. There wasn't hijab parda in almost any family. It was afterwards when Allah, whoever Allah gave tawfiq to, and they had to bear and tolerate a lot, then that parda system came. So in the same way, all these laws of Islam, before there was a lot of evil practices. Islam and the sacrifices which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to make, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then we got this pure deen on the tray, ready for us just to consume. And so we should make shukr that this great deen has been given to us. And in the laws of Allah Ta'ala are all goodness for us, for our dunya's life also. To have good, healthy children, Allah Ta'ala procured this by making these relationships haram that you cannot marry them. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us in so many ways. It is for us to appreciate it and to live according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Then in front, other types of relationships which come to a person, and in that category which women are not permissible for a man to marry. So all these laws, we can see how Islam is a complete system of life. It isn't only about namaz and roza, but even all our social life, who we can marry, who we can't marry. And then all the details of marriage are given so much. How to look after the husband, how to look after the wife, how to bring up the children. All the full details are given. But unfortunately, we pay no attention to the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Deen. when for all these things we look askance to other people, what they do and how they live, and we try and live like them. We get married, we won't follow the sunnat way. After that, we will see people going for honeymoons, even the wedding. We won't do it according to the sunnat way and the way that Allah has taught us. We see how kuffar make their weddings. And we also then will go to places where they have they celebrate their weddings, etc. And we'll do it in their style. Whereas we have to do everything according to sunnah, and in there is all the goodness for us in every aspect. May Allah give us proper understanding and tawfiq to practice according to deen and Islam, which is only for our betterment in this dunya also, and forever in the akhirat as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.